Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD and iHeart. Thanks for downloading us. This is podcast number 885A, the news of the week. But not is it just the news, but it's what it means to you so that you can live at the top of your curve for very long. Top stories this week: America keeps getting fatter, and the rate of increase in obesity is not slowing. What can you do about it? What can we do about it as a nation? An experimental weight loss program literally freezes hunger. How does it do that? We'll talk about that. Plant foods are healthier than animal fats. We got a lot of stories on food. Grilling meats may raise the risk of blood pressure. And breakfast should be your biggest meal of the day, according to more and more data. Tai Chi works well for pain relief. We've talked about opioids being an incredible hazard because the drugs have gotten so good. We're going to talk about how big a hazard it is to America's economy. Low back pain is the top cause of disability, but it gets the wrong treatments. We talked a little bit about that last week, and we're going to talk more about it this week. 11% of Americans binge drink, which means they have on average 7 drinks at a time. Wow, I have 7 drinks at a time. You will find me on the floor very quickly. Menopause, sex discomfort, for menopause, sex discomfort, gel works as well as hormones. And Oklahoma proposes a bill that would require kids to wear seatbelts. Why the heck haven't they been forced to wear them before? Let's get into these stories. And we got a lot of the food stories to start with. So, Americans, 7.7% of American adults are severely obese, up from 5.7% just 10 years ago. 33.7% were obese 10 years ago. It's now 39.8%. Whoa, we're gaining weight incredibly. That causes arthritis, that causes cancer, that causes memory dysfunction, it causes diabetes. We got to do something about it. How about kids? They said, oh, there's hope, kids aren't getting much fatter. Wrong. The data are that the same percentages are going. Youths faring somewhat better, 18.5% were obese, up from 17% in 10 years ago. 5.6% were severely obese, up from 5%. So again, we're gaining 10% in 10 years. It's actually unbelievable how fast we're getting so fat that we're going to cause a dysfunction in our ability to pay for it. We've got to do something about this. This is a cultural change we need to do to make people understand this is as big as a world war effort. We've got to do something. It's just too big. I don't know what else to say. Now, number two story is on a technique developed at the Mayo Clinic, freezing the posterior vagus nerve. Part of our hunger comes from our belly being empty. Yeah, the growling, well, it's actually a nervous system signal that goes to your brain and says, I'm empty, I'm empty, I'm empty, send some food down here. And we literally send signal when we are full back to the brain. But it's the posterior vagus, a small part of your vagus nerve. I often remembers it. What happens in Vegas doesn't stay in Vegas. It's the reverse. What happens in Vegas goes to the rest of your body. And unfortunately, going to the rest of your body means that it, in fact, goes to your brain. And the group at Mayo has frozen part of the posterior nerve. They've and it takes a while. It's not permanent. It takes them, it grows back a millimeter a day, your nerve. So if you did 30 millimeter segment, that's about 2.5 inches, I guess. It would take about 30 days to grow back. I don't know if I've done the conversion right. But in any case, if you the longer you freeze, the longer it takes. They do it at approximately 200 millimeters, so it takes 8 to 12 months to grow back. And the nerve does regenerate, hunger does come back. But these people who it was done in lost 3.6% of their initial body weight. So we'll look forward to something like this coming. I actually think portion control and movement are most important. And remembering you don't eat, you only eat while the sun is up. If the sun isn't up, if it goes down, you don't eat. And that goes to the next story, which is there's a lot more data showing that when you eat is incredibly important. Eat. Your biggest meal is breakfast. Your smallest meal is dinner. Don't eat when after the sun goes down. And remember another story. This is from the T.H. Chan School of Public Health at Harvard, where a Dr. Gotchfer, F-E-R-R-E, looked at their data and found that fats from beans and avocados, nuts, and seeds were associated with about a 10% lower risk of dying of heart disease. Those animal-based monounsaturated fats, like those in meat, dairy, and eggs, were associated with a 15% higher risk than the average person. So the mixture is what the average person does, but in fact, going away from animal fats, not because it's fat, but because of the proteins with the fat change the bacteria inside you to cause a increase inflammation in your body. The next, there's a series of stories on, if you will, relating to grilled meats. And this is scary because it is a tasty serving of grilled beef, chicken, or fish comes with an unwelcome heart concern. That is, we already know that it causes potential cancer-causing chemicals to form. We don't have the data in humans. We have very good data on that in animals. But the World Health Organization has typed the grilled meats at high temperature as a potential carcinogen, meaning a potential cause of cancer. This is one that where they looked at it and it increases blood pressure. That is, the more you grilled in this association study, looking at the health professional study and the nurses' health follow-up study, found that those who grilled or cooked on high temperature to be able to char the meat, whether fish or chicken or meat, was associated with a increase in blood pressure. So roughly 35% of people in these studies who were healthy at the baseline developed high blood pressure over a 12 to 16 year period. And the people who grilled with a lot of with creating two servings of red meat, chicken or fish that were grilled or cooked at high temperature a week had a 17% higher risk of high blood pressure, which is a very bad thing to have because it essentially increases your risk of dying of heart attack, stroke, and dementia by about fivefold. So you don't want high blood pressure. The breakfast, again, we said it, eating the biggest meal early in the day is associated with a decrease risk of gaining weight. That is, eating the same number of calories after the sun has set is associated with gaining weight compared to eating the same number of calories when the sun is open, because we adjust, our body adjusts to our calories and gets us to move more if the sun is there. Tai Chi works well for pain relief. We don't know why, but it does work pretty consistently. And that's good news, if you will. So we want you to do Tai Chi, because you're going to get rid of your pain. And whether it is meditation or yoga or Tai Chi, all of these things seem to decrease pain as effectively as opiates, especially back pain. And that's the other story. Back pain is often treated, as we said last week, with opiates and surgery. And for the first 6 weeks after you get back pain, whether you're treated by a greyhound dog or a physician doesn't make any difference. For the first 6 weeks, you want to do physical activity and do, if you will, meditation and stress relief. And as I said, the physical activities that are prescribed by a physical therapist, those will in fact do as well for the first 6 weeks as surgery. Surgery is, in fact, you don't need it and it doesn't help you cure your back pain. So see a physical therapist. Don't see someone who specializes in surgery. And by the way, low back pain is the top cause of disability. It costs, in the United States, 3 million years of productive life. So if you figure we have 160 million people working, about 2% more productivity, more of the economy would exist if we didn't have a lot of back pain and back pain disability. So get physical therapy or exercise, not x-rays, not surgery, not anything else for the first 6 weeks after you develop back pain. Now, there's some exceptions. If you have problems with bowel or bladder function, you need to see a physician right away. And if you have foot drop or some definite neurologic symptom where you can't move one side or the other side of your body, see a physician. But generally, other than that, you are due just as well. And that's the goal of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, to take the latest medical news and be able to tell you what it means for you. This was a surprise to me. I should ask Ben. Ben, what percent of people in America do you think binge drink?
I would say 15%.
Well, you're pretty darn close. It's 11% drink 7 drinks or more, and they do it. This is actually remarkable. They do it on average of twice a week. Now, if I drank 7 drinks once a week, you'd find me crawling and not being able to get up on the whole weekend. But 11% of Americans do binge drink. Binge drinking is 7 or more drinks a night. And on average, Americans who binge drink do it twice a week. Whoa. So, Ben, you're very close to being absolutely accurate. The best way of avoiding the flu while flying is avoiding contact with people. And the way you do that is trying a window seat, according to this small study. So this is a small study looking at the different bacteria in both in the air and on the seats, etc. And the place which had the fewest exposures to different bacteria, they can't culture viruses easily, but they cultured the different bacteria. It turned out you have less contact if you're in a window seat than an aisle seat, because people come by in the aisle seat, people touch the aisles. They apparently, the carts that serve food, etc. It's too common on the aisle seats. So get a window seat. For me, I still like an aisle seat because I still want to get up easily and roam about and do a little walking. I think those are the good stories this week. The one other study that is just a weird study is Oklahoma, being the only state that doesn't require kids to wear seatbelts, now has a bill in process to have under 14 wear your seatbelts. The message for everyone is have kids wear their seatbelts, but also, especially if you have children and a childhood seat, make sure they're installed correctly, because some childhood seats that aren't installed correctly become essentially a bomb that is launched out into air when you stop suddenly. So make sure you go to a fire station with your seat, with the childhood seats installed, and they have them check out the installation of your childhood seat. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We're a number 885A, the news and what it means to you, and especially how you can live at the top of your curve. Turn in for our guest coming up right away. Download us every week. We have a new top news of the week, obviously, because there's new news every week. This is Dr. Mike Roizen thanking Ben for his engineering and you for downloading us. And feel free to write us questions, suggest topics at ageprooflife@gmail.com. ageprooflife@gmail.com. In the meantime, may you always live at the top of your curve.